But come on, any rivalry in world sport, if you get one over one of your main rivals away from home in the final few minutes, it is the sweetest taste.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls Football Daily.
Welcome to Monday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. On the way, Robbie Keane looks to have found a way back into management. There's reaction to yesterday's thrilling 2-2 draw between Liverpool and Manchester United at Anfield. And Real Madrid joined the chase for Martin Zubimendi. But first today, Robbie Keane's managerial career could be revived in Hungary. Reports from the country say that Ireland's record goal scorer has agreed to become the new manager at Ferencváros. Last week, it was reported that the City Group, who own Manchester City, had bought out Pascal Janssen's contract as Ferencváros boss. Barely 6 months into his time at the Budapest club, Dutch coach Janssen is set to be installed as the new head coach of MLS side NYCFC. Keane had been among the contenders to replace Dejan Stankovic in the summer before Ferencváros opted for Janssen. Keane is a free agent after he decided to leave Maccabi Tel Aviv in June, having led them to the Israeli title during his first season in charge. He could be unveiled as the new Ferencváros boss as soon as tomorrow.
Biggest games in world football, even if it is remarkably today first in the Premier League against 14th in the Premier League, Liverpool with over twice as many points as Manchester United, as this Liverpool head for the halfway stage of the Premier League season. Fernandes slows it down, plenty of Liverpool players back to defend. Fernandes allowed to skip through and then gives it into Lisandro Martinez, who shoots into the back of the net. Manchester United lead at Anfield, and Lisandro Martinez given the freedom of Merseyside to smash one in from 10 yards out. It's Liverpool 0, Manchester United 1. Oh, what a ball that is. In behind Cody Gakpo, onto his right foot. Gakpo into the back of the net. Magnificent from Liverpool. The level. And listen to the noise at Anfield. Cody Gakpo with a special, special finish. Manchester United's lead lasted all of 5 minutes. The arm of De Ligt, the left arm, is at full stretch. Yeah! And the decision, well, the noise tells you all you need to know. It is a penalty kick to Liverpool and an opportunity to turn this game right around.
It's a big moment. It's a huge moment for Mo Salah. It's a huge moment for Liverpool. And here he goes. Mo Salah scores! Low into the bottom right-hand corner. He is the king of the cup. And yet again, he brings the roof off this place. And Garnacho pulls it across low. And it's there for Diallo! Manchester United have equalised. Ahmed Diallo! He broke Liverpool hearts last season. And he might have done it again at Anfield today. Manchester United have shown that fight. They have shown that resilience. And yet again, Ahmed Diallo has been the man who stood up for Manchester United. It's Liverpool 2, Manchester United 2. Ugarte brilliantly managed to clear, just about got away with it. And now there's one in behind for Xerxes. Xerxes for United, pulls it back. Oh, and Harry Maguire misses from 8 yards out in front of what might well have been an open goal. What a chance to win it for Manchester United in the final seconds of injury time. Harry Maguire was the wrong man in the right place for Manchester United.
Arne Slot says Trent Alexander-Arnold's poor display against Manchester United wasn't down to his current contract impasse. The Liverpool defender was poor for both the goals United scored in yesterday's 2-2 draw at Anfield. The result leaves Liverpool 6 points clear of Arsenal at the top of the table, but they do have a game in hand. On this morning's Off the Ball breakfast, Jonathan Wilson assessed Liverpool's standing as title challengers.
I think to an extent it's true that the Liverpool haven't really ripped teams apart this season. It's often been kind of a sort of controlled domination. I think, you know, if they were surprised by how good United were, then that's a legitimate response. I don't think anybody expected United to be quite that good. I think we saw problems in the fullback areas with, you know, Andy Robertson. I think it's been pretty clear this season that age is catching up with him, and that's probably is an area where they need to strengthen. Alexander-Arnold had the worst game I've seen him have for a long, long time. Partly maybe that's to do with the way the shapes mesh, that he didn't have a man directly to mark, and so it meant that he did get forward, and particularly early on he seemed to be creating problems, and his link up with Salah worked, but he never quite seemed to get to grips with this defensive role. And then you could almost see the confidence go from him, and maybe there is an element of, you know, the talk about his future having slightly affected his focus. Those are two specific issues, but yeah, I wouldn't be over worried by that if I were a Liverpool fan. I think the bigger concern would be the way that United really, I wouldn't say controlled the game in midfield, but certainly, you know, gave as good as they got in midfield, which you wouldn't necessarily have expected. So, I don't know. Yeah, they go 1-0 down, and 7 minutes later, but probably about 3 minutes of play time later, they equalise. Yeah, that's a pretty healthy response. I think I tend to look at it as I looked at the Newcastle game, that you're not going to win every match. You will come under pressure in games, and they slightly got away with it. But yeah, they had the quality to get away with it, and that's probably it's a point gained rather than two lost. Even though, you know, before they'd been expecting a win, and the truth is, they're one game close to the end of the season with the same gap as they had at the start of the weekend, having probably had a, I don't know, is United at home tougher than Brighton away? For Arsenal, I don't know, maybe it is, maybe it isn't, but they're 6 points clear with the game in hand with half a season to go, and that's a great place to be.
Tonight, Nottingham Forest can move level in points with second place Arsenal if they win away to Wolves. Wolves are without Matheus Cunha. He starts his two-match ban. The kickoff at Molineux is 8 o'clock. Aston Villa have agreed personal terms with Borussia Dortmund winger Danielle Malen. The 25-year-old has scored 5 goals in 20 games in all competitions for Dortmund this season, and the Bundesliga club are said to be holding out for a package of €30 million before they allow Malen to leave. TalkSport's Ben Jacobs claims there's still no agreement between the two clubs, despite agreeing personal terms with the player. Real Madrid have reportedly joined the list of suitors for Spain midfielder Martin Zubimendi. Liverpool had triggered the 25-year-old's €60 million release clause at Real Sociedad in the summer, but the midfielder opted against the move. It's believed Liverpool aren't interested in rekindling a move for Zubimendi this month, leaving the door ajar for the likes of Manchester City to make a move. City need cover for long-term absentee Rodri, who'll miss the rest of the season. But a summer move for Zubimendi now appears the most likely, if it happens at all, and Real Madrid are now weighing up a move. Spanish outlet Relevo claim Real want to add more homegrown players to their midfield, as well as a long-term replacement for the retired Toni Kroos. Tomorrow night's Carabao Cup semi-final first leg with Arsenal looks to be Martin Dubravka's final involvement with Newcastle. The 35-year-old's latest run on the side has coincided with a 6-game winning streak for Eddie Howe's side, as he stands in for Nick Pope. However, multiple sources say a deal has already been struck with Saudi Pro League club Al-Shabaab for the Slovak keeper. While he wouldn't be drawn on Dubravka's case this morning, Eddie Howe admits Newcastle are likely to have to sell this month before they can buy.
Yeah, I think the business logic is taking over from the football logic. I think that will be the way for not just for us, but for lots and lots of clubs, because there may be football decisions you'd like to make, and nothing I'd think will be bigger than the previous summer, where we had to lose two highly promising young players. We were forced to. We had no choice. So that was very much the business taking over the football, and I think we're still in that position to a degree.
Newcastle go to the Emirates tomorrow without suspended pair Fabian Scher and Bruno Guimaraes. Howe believes the Brazilian in particular will be very difficult to replace tomorrow night.
Trying to find someone to play like Bruno, that's not easy. But no two players are alike, and you have to look at the player that you bring in and try and get him to play to the best of his ability, suiting his style, really. I've got no doubt that it would be a slight change for us to be without Bruno. Only he can do what he does. But that doesn't mean it can't be effective for the team, whatever change we make. So we'll have to try and look at that and find the right balance to the team again, because the balance, I think, has been so good in the last few games. That's why we've executed what we have. So getting the balance of the team again with a new player coming in or potential new players coming in is something we'll have to look at closely.
It's embarrassing. It's a disgrace. That's what it is, a disgrace.
Oh, you are a bloody disgrace! For missing the target from there, you're one bloody shooting!
He's a disgrace. He's a disgrace to the game.
That's putting it too strong.
That's
you're
why,
together.
Hold on a minute. a disgrace as a decision. If you are not guilty, you are not punished. So it's also a disgraceful decision.
José Mourinho's just had some strong words to say about it, saying it was a disgraceful decision. What's your response to that?
Yeah, maybe.
Sorry, he was trying to come in there.
And we were robbed
in Paris.
It was disgraceful what went on
That's
in Paris.
Right. Exactly.
Okay.
He puts his hand to his ears. He's like shutting the critics up. That's embarrassing. He's been a disgrace the last few months in Man United. He thinks he scores, then he's going to shut his critics up.
Your point, please.
Yeah. I was harsh on Maguire, and I definitely crossed the line with Harry Maguire. Yeah, and I apologise to him.
Hold on a minute now. You've jumped over the fence, baby.
Did they not know?
Please ask for help, because it's an absolute disgrace that this goal is allowed. It's an absolute disgrace.
I can't offer anyone any solace at this stage.
To allow it to happen, I think it's a disgrace.
Okay.